Chapter 3. Basics of Data Science Technologies. In the world of technology, data has described like an information that a computer is capable of processing and storing. Thanks to our digital lives, data has flooded our realities. Our world is drowning with increasing data collected every second, from clicking on a website to monitoring our smartphones and recording our location every second of the day. We could extract alternatives or solutions to our real-world issues that we have not even experienced yet, from the depth of this humongous volume of data. This very process of collecting ideas using mathematical equations and statistics from a measurable set of information can be described as data science. Data scientists' role tends to be very flexible and is often mistaken for the role of a computer scientist or a statistician. Essentially, anyone prepared to dig deep into big amounts of data to collect information can be referred to as data science practitioner. For instance, businesses such as Walmart keep track and record of customer-made in-store and online purchases, providing customized product and service recommendations. Social media platforms such as Facebook, which enable users to list their current location, can identify trends of worldwide migration by evaluating the wealth of information that users themselves provide to the platform. Back in 1960, the earliest recorded use of the word data science was attributed to Peter Noor, who supposedly used the word data science as a replacement for the term computer science, and ultimately introduced the word datalogy. Noor released a book entitled Concise Survey of Computer Methods in 1974, with liberal use throughout the book of the term data science. In 1992, at the second Japanese-French Statistics Symposium, the contemporary definition of data science was proposed, with the recognition of the emergence of a new discipline focused primarily on data types, dimensions, and structures. Data science continues to evolve as one of the most promising and in-demand career paths for skilled professionals. Today, successful data professionals understand that they must advance past the traditional skills of analyzing large amounts of data, data mining, and programming skills. In order to uncover useful intelligence for their organizations, data scientists must master the full spectrum of the data science lifecycle and possess a level of flexibility and understanding to maximize returns at each phase of the process. University of California, Berkeley. The growing interest of business executives has contributed considerably to the latest increase in the popularity of term data science. A big proportion of journalists and scholarly specialists, however, do not recognize data science as a distinct field of research from the field of statistics. Data science is construed as the popular term for data mining and big data within the same community. The very definition of the term data science appears to be up for discussion within the tech community. Therefore, largely the field of research, a highly versatile skill set, including computer programming skills, domain knowledge, proficient statistics abilities, and expertise in mathematical algorithms to obtain useful knowledge from large volumes of raw data, can be referred to as data science. Importance and applications of data science. Now that you have a basic understanding of data science, let's look at the significance and applications of data science in our day-to-day lives. Big data and big data analytics is another branch of data science that organizations use to tackle complicated technological and resource management issues. Later in this book, you will learn more about the concept of big data and big data analytics. Data trends have altered dramatically over the last 20 years, indicating a steady rise in unstructured data. It is estimated that more than 80% of the data we collect will be unstructured by the year 2020. Conventionally, the data we obtained was primarily structured and could easily be analyzed using the simple business intelligence tools. But, as shown in the picture below, unstructured and semi-structured data is on the rise. This, in turn, justifies the creation and use of more powerful and sophisticated analytical tools and technologies than the current business intelligence tools that are unable to process such humongous volume and variety of data. We need more advanced analytical tools and algorithms that can process and analyze unstructured and semi-structured data to provide useful and actionable insights. Companies are always on the verge of understanding their customers' needs better and better. This can now be accomplished by collecting data from current sources, such as customer order history, items viewed recently, gender, age and demographics, and using sophisticated analytical tools and algorithms to obtain valuable insights from this data. The use of machine learning algorithms can produce product suggestions for individual clients with greater precision. The smart customer is always searching for the most engaging and enhanced user experience, so these analytical tools and algorithms can be used by businesses to gain a competitive advantage and grow their company. Data science has made it possible to use sophisticated machine learning algorithms that can be applied across various industrial domains. For instance, developing self-driving vehicles capable of gathering real-time data, using their advanced cameras and sensors to build a map of their environment and make choices about car velocity and other driving maneuvers. Data science is used extensively in predictive analysis. Weather forecasting, for instance, needs data collection and analysis from a multitude of sources, including satellites, radars, and aircraft, to construct data models that can effectively predict the occurrence of natural disasters, such as hurricanes, tornadoes, and flash floods. The ability of data science to evaluate the problems facing companies across the industrial spectrum, such as healthcare, travel, finance, retail and e-commerce, has considerably led to its growing popularity among business leaders. Big data and data analytics. In 2001, Gartner defined big data as data that contains greater variety arriving in increasing volumes and with ever higher velocity, which led to the formulation of initial 3 V's of big data. Big data relates to an endlessly flooding avalanche of structured and unstructured data from a multitude of infinite sources of information. These information sets are too big to be analyzed using traditional analytical tools and technologies, but they have a wealth of precision insights hidden in their depth. The origin of big data has been tracked back to the 1960s and 70s, when the Third Industrial Revolution had just begun to kick in, and the growth of relational database had started, along with the construction of data centers. But with the high ease of accessibility of free search engines, such as Google and Yahoo, free internet entertainment services, such as YouTube, and social media platforms, such as Facebook and Twitter, the concept of big data has lately taken center stage. Companies started acknowledging the incredible amount of user data generated through these platforms and services in 2005. And in the same year, the open source framework called Hadoop was developed to collect and analyze these large data dumps available to these companies. A non-relational or distributed database called NoSQL began to gain popularity during the same era, because of its capacity to store and extract unstructured data. Hadoop enabled businesses to operate with big data at a comparatively low cost and with greater ease. Today, with the rise of cutting-edge technology, not only humans, but we have developed data-generating machines. Smart device technologies such as Internet of Things, IoT, and System Internet, iOS have skyrocketed the volume of big data. Our everyday household objects and smart devices are linked to the internet and are capable of tracking and recording our usage patterns, as well as our interactions with these products, and directly feeding all this information into big data. The emergence of machine learning technology has further enhanced the daily amount of information produced. It is estimated that 1.7 megabytes of information per second per person will be produced by 2020. As big data continues to expand, there are still many horizons to be crossed to achieve maximum usability. The importance of big data doesn't revolve around how much data you have, but what you do with it. You can take data from any source and analyze it to find answers that enable 1. Cost reductions, 2. Time reductions, 3. New product development and optimized offerings, and 4. Smart decision making. SAS. The V's of big data. Volume. The volume of the given dataset must be substantially larger than traditional datasets to be classified as big data. These datasets consist mainly of unstructured data with limited structured and semi-structured data. Input sources such as web pages, search history, mobile apps, and social media platforms can provide data with unknown significance or unstructured data. The company's size and client base is generally proportional to the volume of data the firm can easily obtain. Velocity. The speed at which data can be collected and then processed refers to the velocity of big data. The combination of on-premise and cloud-based servers is increasingly being used by companies to improve the pace and storage of their data collection. Modern-day smart products and devices utilize real-time access to customer information to provide them with more engaging and improved user experience. Variety. Conventionally, a dataset would comprise of mostly structured data with a small quantity of unstructured and semi-structured data. But the emergence of big data has given rise to new unstructured data types, such as video, text, audio, that require advanced tools and technologies to clean and process for extraction of meaningful and actionable insights. Veracity. Veracity is another V to be regarded for big data analytics. This relates to the reliability or quality of the data. For instance, social media platforms such as Facebook and Twitter, with blogs and posts flooded with hashtags and acronyms and all types of typing errors, can considerably decrease the reliability and accuracy of the datasets. Value. Data has developed as an inherent currency of its own. Like traditional currencies, big data's ultimate value is directly proportional to the usefulness and quality of insights collected from it. Importance and applications of big data analytics. To gain accurate and reliable information from a dataset, it is very essential to have a full dataset, and that can be accomplished with the use of big data technology. The more data we have, the more details and insights can be obtained from it. The future of big data is very promising for obtaining a 360-degree view of a problem and its underlying solutions. Here are some examples of the application of big data. Product development. Big data is progressively being used by large and small e-commerce companies to comprehend client requirements and expectations. Companies can create predictive models for launching new products and services using the main features of their past and current products and services, and producing a model describing the connection between those features and the business achievement of those products and services. For instance, Procter & Gamble, a major fast-moving commercial goods company, widely utilizes large information collected from social media websites, test markets, and focus groups to prepare for their new product launch. Predictive maintenance. A large volume of unstructured data, such as error messages, log entries, and ordinary machine temperature must be evaluated along with accessible structured data such as machine make, model, and production year to avoid potential mechanical and equipment failures. By evaluating this big dataset using the necessary analytical instruments, businesses can extend their equipment's shelf life by preparing ahead of time for scheduled maintenance and predicting potential mechanical failures in the future. Customer experience. The smart customer is conscious of all the advances in technology and is only faithful to the most engaging and enhanced user experience available. This has led to a race of the companies to provide distinct customer experiences, analyzing the information collected from customer interactions with goods and services of the company. Providing personal recommendations and discount offers, companies can lower the churn rate of their customers and efficiently convert potential leads into paying buyers. Fraud and compliance. Big data enables identification of data patterns and supports deterrence of possibly fraudulent transactions in the future by defining data patterns and evaluating historical trends from past fraudulent transactions. Banks, financial institutions, and internet payment services such as PayPal are continually tracking and collecting information on customer transactions in an attempt to avoid fraud. Operational effectiveness. Using predictive analysis of big data, companies can learn and anticipate future demand and product trends by evaluating manufacturing capacity, customer feedback, and information on top-selling items and product returns to enhance decision-making and generate goods that are in line with current market trends. Machine learning. For a machine to be able to learn and train on its own, it needs a huge quantity of data, i.e., big data. A solid training set with structured, semi-structured, and unstructured data will help the machine develop a multidimensional view of the real world and the problem to be solved. Drive innovation. By studying and understanding the interactions between individuals and their electronic devices, as well as the manufacturers of these devices, companies can create enhanced and innovative goods by examining current product trends and meeting client expectations. Data mining. Data mining technology is defined as the process of exploring and analyzing large volumes of data to gather meaningful patterns and rules. Data mining comes under the umbrella of data science and is used to construct artificial intelligence-based machine learning models, for instance, search engine algorithms. Although the procedure of digging through data to uncover hidden patterns and predict future events has been around for a while and known as database knowledge discovery, the term data mining was coined as recently as the 1990s. Data mining consists of three foundational and highly intertwined science disciplines, namely statistics, the mathematical study of data relationships, mathematical learning algorithms, algorithms that can be trained with an inherent capability to learn, and artificial intelligence, machines that can display human-like intelligence. Data mining technology has evolved with the introduction of big data analytics to keep up with the unlimited potential of big data and affordable computing power. Using advanced processing speed and power of contemporary computing devices, the once considered tedious, labor-intensive, and time-consuming operations have been successfully automated. Data mining is the process of finding anomalies, patterns, and correlations within large datasets to predict outcomes. Using a broad range of techniques, you can use this information to increase revenues, cut costs, improve customer relationships, reduce risks, and more. SAS. According to SAS, unstructured data alone makes up 90% of the digital universe. This big data avalanche does not necessarily ensure more knowledge and understanding. Using data mining technology enables all redundant and unnecessary data noise to be filtered out. So, to garner the understanding of applicable information used in the immediate decision-making process. Importance and applications of data mining. The applications of data mining techniques are widespread, ranging from retail pricing and promotions to loan risk evaluation by financial organizations and banks. Companies across the industrial spectrum can benefit from the applications of data mining technology. Here are some examples of industrial applications of data mining technology. Healthcare bioinformatics. Statistical models are used by healthcare practitioners to estimate the probability of patients suffering from one or more health conditions, considering the risk factors. Genetically transmitted illnesses can be avoided or mediated by modeling the genetic, family and demographic data of the patient from the onset of declining health condition. There is a shortage of healthcare experts in developing countries, so assisted diagnosis and patient prioritization are very critical. Models based on data mining have lately been implemented in these nations to assist with prioritization of patients before healthcare practitioners can achieve and administer therapy in these nations. Credit risk management. Financial organizations and banks implement data mining-based tools and models that predict the probability of a prospective credit card customer failing to make their credit card payments on time and determining the suitable loan limit that the customer might be eligible for. These data mining models collect and extract information from a multitude of input sources, including personal information, customers' financial history, and demographics, among others. The model then offers the interest rate to be obtained from the customer by the organization or bank, depending on the assessed risk of lending. For instance, the applicant's credit score is taken into account by data mining models, and elevated interest rates are provided to people with low credit score. Spam filtering. A lot of email clients, like Google Mail and Yahoo Mail, depend on data mining tools to detect and flag email spam and malware. The data mining tools generate insights and understanding that can be used to develop improved safety measures and tools by analyzing hundreds and thousands of shared features of spam and malware. Not only are these applications able to detect spam, but they are also very effective in categorizing spam messages and storing them in a distinct directory, so they never enter the user's inbox. Marketing. Retail businesses need to know their customer demands and expectations to the dot. Businesses can evaluate customer-related information, such as order history, demographics, gender and age by using data mining tools to collect useful customer insights and segment them into organizations based on shared shopping characteristics. Then companies develop distinctive advertising policies and campaigns to target particular groups, such as discount offers and product promotions. Sentiment analysis. Companies can analyze their data from all their social media platforms using a method called text mining to know their customer base's sentiment. This process of understanding emotions of a large group of people towards a specific subject is called sentiment analysis and can be performed using data mining tools. Using pattern recognition technology, input data from social media platforms and other associated public content, websites are gathered using text mining technology, and data trends identify that feed into the general knowledge of the subject matter. The natural language processing method can be used to further dive into this data to comprehend the human language in a particular context. Qualitative data mining. The text mining method can also be used to conduct qualitative research and obtain insights from large quantities of unstructured data. A recent research study by University of California, Berkeley, disclosed the use of data mining models in child welfare program studies. Product recommendation systems. Advanced recommendation systems are like online retailers' bread and butter. To achieve a competitive edge in the industry, the use of predictive customer behavior analysis is increasing among small and large online businesses. Some of the biggest e-commerce companies, including Amazon, Macy's, and Nordstrom, have invested millions of bucks in developing their proprietary data mining models to forecast market trends and offer their customers more engaging and enhanced user experience. The on-demand entertainment giant, Netflix, purchased an algorithm worth more than $1 million to improve the precision of their video recommendation system, which allegedly improved the accuracy of the recommendations for Netflix by more than 8%. Artificial intelligence. Psychology professionals classified human intelligence as a powerful combination of a multitude of mental skills, including the capacity to learn from life experiences, capacity to adapt to evolving settings, abstract ideas, logical reasoning, perception, language capacity, and problem-solving skills. Not only have human beings experimented with livestock to detect indications of intelligence for the greater purpose, but we have also experimented with devices to impart them as human intelligence. And that's where the artificial intelligence concept came into being. The pioneering British computer scientist, Alan Turing, laid the foundation for artificial intelligence technology in the mid-20th century, with the development of an abstract machine with a scanner and limitless memory, capable of altering and enhancing his programming that implied a learning capacity. Today, this machine serves as the basis for the development and improvement of the modern computer, and is known as the Turing machine. Eventually, in 1956, the term artificial intelligence, or AI, was coined and can be defined as the science of the development of machines and computers controlled and operated by human beings, but capable of mirroring and manifesting human intelligence to achieve this. The ability to learn, reason, and perceive are considered as the three fundamental goals of artificial intelligence. Some of the core human mental abilities that researchers are aspiring to mimic in computers and machines are 1. Knowledge. The machines require a big amount of information to comprehend and process the world as it is. For the development of artificial knowledge engineering, seamless access to information objects, categories, characteristics and interactions that are stored and managed using data storage is critical. 2. Learning. The evergreen technique of testing and error tends to be the easiest type of teaching for artificial intelligence technology. 3. Problem solving. The systematic process to reach a predefined goal or solution by searching through a range of possible actions can be defined as problem solving. Reasoning. 1. 2. 3. 4. Reasoning. The capacity to draw inferences is referred to as the act of reasoning in compliance with the scenario at hand. Two commonly recognized types of reasoning are deductive reasoning, assumes the conclusion is true if the assumption is true, and inductive logic, even if the assumption is true, the conclusion might or might not be true. One of the most challenging challenges in the growth and promotion of artificial intelligence technology is the implementation of true reasoning. 5. Perception. Perception relates to the process of creating a 3D view of an object using different sensory organs, and is directly influenced by the surrounding environment. Artificial perception has already created self-driving cars and the ability to collect and supply products.